I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
That's why the Lord has suffered him to be around, to hang around. That's the only reason why he's here, is to push you toward Jesus. He has no authority. Amen. I said he has no authority when it comes to the church. Get that verse back up. Why did he do it? He said, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth and say unto Zion, thou art my people, that I may plant the heavens. The word is in your mouth for God to arrange and order the heavenly realm. He says, I put my word in your mouth. You're the one with authority on the earth. When God created man, if we go back to the beginning, he said, let us make the man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion on the earth. People ask, well, if God is in control, why does he allow the earth to become? No, man has caused the earth to become like it is. Man is behind that. God's given us authority. Too many give their authority to the enemy. Amen. When he's given us authority to take dominion. Now, so he can plant the heavens and establish the earth. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah 60. The light of his glory. Something sovereign. Sovereign. That means of God. Not something you manipulate, orchestrate, pray up on, fast till it happens, pray until something happens. No, we pray, we fast, we do all those things, but something sovereign is coming towards you and is closer than it was yesterday. I said it's closer than it was yesterday. You know, when they're talking about that light coming, that's billions and billions and billions and billions of light years. You know, a light year is traveling at the speed of light for a year. And you're talking billions upon billions of years. The light is coming. Amen. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Give me that next verse. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. We are a peculiar people. We are a called out people. And though we see darkness upon the face of the earth, and it shall get darker, and gross darkness shall be upon the people. Darkness means ignorance or lack or absence of light. And evil deeds, evil men shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But the light of God's glory has come upon his church. That's you and I, the light of his glory. And the thing about it is that our light shall get brighter and brighter. He goes on to say, if you'll give me the next verse, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see, all they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and flow together, and your heart shall fear and be enlarged. Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted to you, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto you. Okay? Let me begin to release this word. I released this prophetic word in the first service. We've been in this prophetic dimension for some time. And you know, I just like to flow. It's like a current. There are times where God just wants to release things over his people and into the heart of his people. Amen. We don't have to totally understand it. I trust that you will test it by the word of God. But go to the Word of God after you hear, but receive it in your heart, because there's a lot that's coming towards us and is coming from God. I told him in the first service, you're going to have to develop 360-degree vision. You know, 360 is, why is that? Because blessings, God's favor, is going to be coming from everywhere. You're going to have to be able to see it all, catch it all. It's coming from everywhere. Coming from behind, coming from in front, coming from the side, coming from the west, coming from beneath, coming from above. It's coming around. 360 vision. You're going to have to see everything because it's coming. Tell somebody it's coming. Come on, it's going to overtake you. You're going to have to be able to see. This month, I prophesied this. This month, God spoke to me about a week ago. And he said, March is the third month added to 2017. I thought, okay, that would equal 2020. And the Lord said, beginning this month, I'm going to give my people 2020 vision. Stuff that's been clouded. Stuff you couldn't see happening in your life. I know that's what the words say, but I can't see that. Suddenly your eyes gonna clear up. See, let me tell you something. See, when you can see something, you don't have to hope for it. Tell somebody something's coming close to you. When you can see it, you don't have to. Why do you yet hope for that you see? If you see it, if you got money to buy a brand new car and pay cash for it, why are you hoping for it? Just go in there and put the money down and say, that's mine. Give me the keys. I'm out. Hello? Stuff is coming towards you that you won't have to hope for. Because you'll see it. What do we mean? Not only will you see it with your spirit eyes, you'll see how God is doing it. See, some stuff you couldn't see. You couldn't see how that could happen. I hear somebody saying, how can these things be? But suddenly you're going to see. Tell somebody, my eyes have been opened. Stretch your hand toward heaven. For you that may not have, may have spiritual cataracts, I speak healing over your eyes. In the name of Jesus, over your spirit eyes, over your natural eyes. In the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare 360 vision. In the name of Jesus, where there was hope, now there's sight. Where there was trusting God, now you can attain it. In Jesus' name, tell somebody right now, I see it. I see it. Tell somebody, God don't know you any explanations. Job went through a trial. Some of us are in trial right now. I'm here to tell you, trouble ain't going to last always. I said, trouble ain't going to last always. As a matter of fact, your affliction is a light affliction. It lasts for a moment. Amen. Get an eternal perspective. Amen. And after you come out, God's going to give you two twins, Ephraim and Manasseh. What? He maketh me to forget, and he make me doubly fruitful. Tell somebody right now, double for your trouble. Come on, I'm starting to feel something here right now. Double for your trouble. I said double for your trouble. All that stuff you've been through, all that mess you had to deal with, all that you had to overcome, God's going to give you double for the trouble. Hallelujah. I said double for the trouble. Amen. Some of us are coming into that place, that dimension that Job came into. Not at the beginning of the book, but toward the end of the book. See, at the beginning of the book, he had his partners accusing him, condemning him. You had to have done something wrong, Job. Had his wife said, curse God and die. I mean, everything was against Job. I'm not talking about that portion. I'm talking about the portion toward the end when deliverance was in sight. Because see, after all his friends finished all their sayings and Job was no better for it, God appeared to him. Tell somebody God's about to appear on your scene. I said, the Lord is about to come into your scene, into your situation. Help us, Holy Ghost. Like never before, God's about to show up. And when he shows up, he's going to show out. I said, when he shows up, he's going to show out. Hallelujah. And it ain't based upon you having done everything right. Job regretted the day he was born. Huh? He wanted to die. Amen. He wanted to curse his father and mother that brought him into the world. But oh, when God came, God showed up. Come on, tell somebody, God's showing up. I decree to you, some of y'all are going to have a God encounter before the week is out. Before this next week is out. I'm talking about a God encounter. Hallelujah. I said a God encounter. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to see him like you ain't seen him before. Hallelujah. It's going to transform your life. I said, before this week is out, 7 days from today, somebody going to see him like they never seen him before. Hallelujah. Get ready. Brace yourself. He's so amazing. Jaw dropping. I said, God's going to amaze you. Somebody going to see him like they've never seen him before. Somebody going to come in here worshiping like they ain't worshiped before. Somebody going to come in here with tears in their eyes. Tears of joy. Tears of the fear of God. Tears of worship. Because they're going to have encountered him whom they love. He's going to show them who they are. And all that stuff you went through, that affliction is going to be like a moment. A moment in time. When God appeared to Job. When Job saw him. God didn't apologize. He didn't try to comfort Job. See what you've been hoping for. It's going to set everything in right perspective. The things of earth are going to grow strangely dim. Because you are going to see the glory of the Lord.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.